Insatiable Appetite.
I'm Judy Harris, Research Director here at the Hartman Group, and I'm here today with my colleague Andrea Kwamya, Consultant and Lead Qualitative Researcher for the Future of Snacking 2024 study. Andrea, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Judy. Happy to be here.
Today, we're going to share a little taste of our newly released syndicated study, The Future of Snacking 2024, Balancing Intent with Indulgence. This study explores the culture of snacking to better understand the role snacking plays in consumers' eating routines and rituals. In the study, we explore modern snacking framework, something that the Hartman Group introduced back in 2016, and now we've updated it a little bit to reflect some of the changes in snacking occasions, and to dive into the snacking pillars, which were nourishment, optimization, pleasure, and distraction. These pillars highlight some of the shifts we are seeing in snacking as consumers are becoming more intentional in their snacking choices. There's a rise in both nourishment and optimization, two pillars that focus on hunger, energy, and ingredients. Distraction was a new pillar that was added in 2020 as sort of as mindless snacking during the pandemic when it was on the rise. Now it's sort of leveled off. And while still relevant, the percentage of consumers who have distracted snacking has, just like I just said, declined.
Absolutely. And in addition to this, our study next moves to snacking considerations and trade-offs, something that many of our clients have talked a lot about. So Judy, let's pause and talk about a couple of these considerations. First and foremost, taste is king. However, taste really goes beyond just the flavor and encompasses all of our senses. We noted in our Ideas and Food report that consumers are using all of their senses in choosing food in general, and snacking really is no different. So when consumers describe the taste of the snacks they like the most, they can't help but also describe the textures and necessary crunch certain snacks have, or even the fizz or bubbles in a beverage. Other participants talk about how they're continually searching for more bold and spicy or spice-infused flavors, as well as that search for more global inspiration. The umami of seaweed was an example that was mentioned several times during the study. In addition to this, the health and texture, such as crunch priorities, are actually apparent in the pantry tours of those that we interviewed for this research project. Consumers showed us many items that gave them this crunchy feel, including things like umami beans with seaweed, organic lentil crackers, plantain chips, nuts, and of course Tostitos, as well as a variety of popcorn flavors.
I know it's fun to see all their pantries and all these interesting foods that are in there and how it goes with what they're saying. But yeah, texture and crunch were two factors that consumers really noted as important in choosing their snacks. And then related to the considerations, we also saw this growth in intentionality with the focus both on health and wellness, sort of with the growth in the pillars. Lots of consumers are looking for protein in their snacks. Although I should say it's not all about having a healthy snack. There's plenty of room for indulgence. In many situations, consumers are evaluating their options and looking to choose either the better for you option, but it still has to taste good. So a couple of consumers mentioned that they read labels and they're looking for what they consider to be what they're calling the lesser of evils in terms of ingredients and nutritional value. But as you mentioned, Andrea, taste is king. And if someone tries a snack and they don't like the taste, they're actually not going to go back and try it again.
That's absolutely right. You know, they're really particular about what their preferences are. And along with healthier options, consumers mention this need and desire for fun, convenience, and also packaging that suits their values when they talked about snacks. In terms of fun, two main examples popped. And one was dipping items such as vegetables in a variety of sauces, as well as combining granola and other toppings and treats into items like yogurt. Both of these seemingly small activities are things that add enjoyment and brightness in consumers' lives when they're having their snacks. And where we really net out is that in these situations, consumers want their snacks to provide some sort of entertainment, a sort of sweet spot between pleasure and distraction. In terms of convenience, this took many forms, ranging from shrinking preparation time and cleanup to serving size and portability. Convenience is definitely considered for both planned and unplanned snacking occasions, and it also encompasses the disposal of the container or the appeal of resealability of the bag.
Right. Packaging is really important here. And packaging was actually something that came up in our sustainability study a couple quarters ago. Packaging seems to play multiple roles for consumers. In snacking, it was clear packaging that consumers liked because that showed product freshness, especially with fruits and vegetables and snack packs, which we actually started talking about this wave of the study. Packaging also was considered in serving size, whether to choose a single portion for either convenience or portion control, or to choose a larger bag to share with others and, as you mentioned, reseal for later use. Finally, the disposal packaging after the snack was finished related back to the convenience of the snack. Can it be recycled or is it easily thrown away? You know, there is a need for innovation around packaging for snacks, and consumers are looking for that. But let's move on a little bit. There are other factors and trade-offs that consumers talked about, which included price, brand, and quality.
Yes, and in addition to this, besides considerations and trade-offs, the report has so much more inside, where we look at sourcing and discoverability, snacking with children, and we also have a chapter that focuses on the snacking product category as a whole. And this chapter is really in depth and is really important. In this product chapter, focuses on 8 different snack categories, including salty snacks, sweet snacks, fresh produce, dairy and alternatives, beverages, bars, frozen snacks, and new this year, as Judy mentioned earlier, fresh snack packs. And we explore the top criteria when choosing snacks in these broad categories, along with the current use of these categories within each snacking pillar. But for more details here, since we only have a limited amount of time, you'll have to check out the full report.
There you go. And so, Andrea, this is a good place to end our podcast. We will be having a webinar for this to get some more highlights on April 24th. And as we mentioned earlier, the report is available for purchase through our website, or it's part of the comprehensive package with the Hartman Retainer Services. So please reach out with any questions. To all you listeners, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to The Insatiable Appetite on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, so you'll never miss one of these snackable insights. And we're looking forward to next time. Thank you, Andrea, and thanks for all the listeners.